KJAN Sports.
And good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with a check of sports brought to you this hour by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. In sports, Super Bowl MVP Patrick Mahomes is set to be a part of the virtual graduation ceremonies for Texas Tech, which is his alma mater. The star quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs will address the graduates along with two students who are receiving their degrees in a ceremony that will be live streamed on May 23rd. Commencement ceremonies normally held at Texas Tech's basketball arena were canceled, of course, because of the coronavirus pandemic. Mahomes was a record-setting passer for the Red Raiders before the Chiefs drafted him 10th overall in 2017. He just finished his second season as Kansas City starter by leading a fourth quarter comeback in a 31-20 victory over San Francisco in February's Super Bowl. The 24-year-old Mahomes is the son of former Major League pitcher Pat Mahomes. The younger Mahomes was a two-sport standout in high school at East Texas and briefly played baseball at Texas Tech before focusing on his football career. Texas Tech president Lawrence Skovanek says Patrick's story and his rise to stardom, both here at Texas Tech and the NFL, have been a great source of pride for the Red Raiders and an inspiration for thousands. Well, the NFL continues to take steps toward a return to normalcy since the coronavirus pandemic. Teams can begin reopening their facilities next Tuesday if state and local governments will allow it. Commissioner Roger Goodell has issued a memo to all 32 teams stressing that they must be in compliance with any additional public health requirements in their jurisdiction and have implemented the protocols that were developed by league medical officer Dr. Alan Sills and distributed to all clubs back on May the 6th. The memo obtained by the Associated Press added that clubs unable to meet the criteria by Tuesday may reopen their facilities on the earliest date thereafter, on which they are able to comply. Facilities have been closed since late March due to the pandemic. Each team was required to submit a plan to the league for reopening its training and practice facilities this week. The Colts have now 7 of their 9 2020 draft picks under contract after signing Wisconsin running back Jonathan Taylor, Washington quarterback Jacob Eason, and Michigan linebacker Jordan Glasgow to 4-year deals. Taylor became the first junior in FBS history to rush for more than 6,000 career yards. Receiver Michael Pittman Jr. and cornerback Julian Blackman remained unsigned. The Browns have hired former 49ers executive Kwesi Adofo-Mensah as their new vice president of football operations, making him the top assistant to first-year general manager Andrew Berry. Adofo-Mensah will join a new staff in Cleveland after Browns owners Dee and Jimmy Haslam overhauled the front office following a 6-10 season. Former NFL linebacker James Harrison said Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin did not offer a bounty for an illegal hit on a member of the Browns. Harrison told former teammate Willie Colon on a podcast that Tomlin handed him an envelope shortly after Harrison was fined in 2010 for a helmet-to-helmet hit on Browns wide receiver Muhammad Moscawi. Harrison declined to specify what was in the envelope, but posted on Instagram that Tomlin never offered a bounty on opposing players. Steelers president Art Rooney II said he's certain the exchange between Harrison and Tomlin never happened. And an attorney for Seahawks cornerback Quentin Dunbar says he has signed five affidavits from witnesses that exonerate his client in an armed robbery. Attorney Michael Greco told the Associated Press on Friday that the five witnesses attested that Dunbar was not involved in the robbery earlier this week. Police in Miramar, Florida, issued arrest warrants Thursday for Dunbar and Giants cornerback DeAndre Baker after multiple witnesses accused them of an armed robbery at a party. In the NBA, the Philadelphia 76ers say they're confident they'll be at full strength if the NBA season ever resumes. 76ers coach Brett Brown says stars Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid are recovering nicely from their injuries. Simmons had missed his 8th straight game and was receiving daily treatment for his nerve issues in his lower back when the season stopped. Embiid was recovering from surgery on his left hand and had just returned after missing 5 games with a sprained left shoulder at the time of the shutdown. Brown says he's considered his fate as Sixers coach after a season of expectations to contend for an NBA championship, faded to 6th in the Eastern Conference when it was stopped because of the coronavirus pandemic. Elsewhere in the NBA, Pistons guard Bruce Brown says he had thumb surgery last month and is ready to play if the NBA season ever resumes. Brown said during a video conference Friday that a ligament was placed back onto his thumb bone. He said he'd been dealing with pain in the thumb this season, but it didn't limit him much. Brown has scored 8.9 points per game this season, more than double his average as a rookie in 2018-2019. In college football news, Talia Tagovailoa is leaving Alabama and transferring to Maryland. A 5'11 quarterback will need a waiver to be eligible this season. He played 5 games last season as a freshman, completing 9 of 12 passes for 100 yards and a touchdown. Maryland's Mike Loxley coached Taliavu's brother, too, as an Alabama offensive coordinator. And finally in sports this hour, two-time All-Star first baseman Bob Watson has died at the age of 74, 24 years after becoming the first black general manager to win a World Series. Watson was an All-Star selection in 1973 and 75 with the Astros. He hit over 300 four times, collected at least 100 RBIs twice, and has the distinction of scoring the millionth run in Major League history. Watson was GM of the Yankees when they knocked off the Braves in the 1996 World Series. He also served in the commissioner's office. Watson's son Keith said his father died from kidney disease. Sports was brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.